It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
You know, I am most aware of the dangers of quick fix energy drinks when I'm at a service station getting some gas, traveling, and there I see drivers of all ages grabbing for these energy shots, these little shot bottles, and they don't take just one, they take a few. Carolina, what do you think about these energy shot products?
Well, I'm going to start with a pet peeve of mine. First of all, I think they're misleading and mislabeled. The only way you can get energy is the definition of energy is what you get from eating calories. So it's what you get from eating sugar, protein, and fats, not what you get from drinking one of those drinks, which are filled with caffeine, which is actually a stimulant. So they should be called stimulant shots. But anyways, I'll get off my soapbox.
I think
they're dangerous. I think they are unnecessary. They can lead you to establish a lifestyle that's extremely detrimental to health. After all, you're going to get into this roller coaster of no sleep and high intensity work all the time. The brain and your body were not made to last the long run by running short sprints like this. Life is a marathon. You have to take it slow and pace yourself and take care of your body that's getting you through this run. So it can be very dangerous when it becomes a routine and very detrimental to your health in the long run.
Well, as you mentioned, I love your comment, stimulant shots, because they are neural stimulants. They are designed to drive the nervous system on a level that is not designed to do. If you're facing danger and you have to run really fast, that's when that kind of energy comes forth from your brain, your neural system. But that, it's not designed to be on that level for long periods of time. And especially people are driving or truck drivers, I go, oh my gosh, they're really doing some real serious damage to their entire body, but it starts with the brain, at least from my perspective. Okay, so neither Caroline and I take energy shots or drink energy drinks. I will have a little cup of green tea about 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock, and that's it for the day. And I'm known for the amount of energy I have. It's good balanced energy, but I have energy till around 9. Well, maybe starting around 8 o'clock, I start to go. And I do that by the way I eat. How about you, Carolina?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lifestyle. You know, it's how we're made to go to sleep. Very little people have known to live a long life on 2 hours of sleep a day. It's just not how we were designed. We have to rest. Our body needs rest to replenish stores, to reset systems, if you want to say. It's just like rebooting your computer. It's what we do. I think, you know, the caffeine is what stands out in these shots, right? And that's what people most know them for, because ounce for ounce, one of those energy shots is sometimes, most times, 9 to 10 times more concentrated as in coffee. So a lot of them will look at the milligrams in caffeine and say, oh, it's not that bad, you know. But the problem is you're taking it in a shot. You're not sipping it. Some people do have 3 cups of coffee in the day, which will amount. But again, remember, they're sipping it through the day, and it's the small amount of caffeine. Still not advisable, but still smaller amounts of caffeine given throughout the day as opposed to one huge big shot of stimulant being pumped into your brain all at once. The other component of those energy shots that we cannot leave out is the fact that a lot of them, to make it more profitable and to call your attention, have included vitamins in them. And they say they give you extra vitamins. That's why they're so good. But that's extremely dangerous, because a lot of people are taking more than one of these a day. And the B vitamin in levels can really, sometimes just taking 2 of them, one in the market that I know in particular, just by taking 2, you're going above the upper limit for niacin, for example, which can cause skin irritation. So then, yeah, you're wide awake, but you have a rash all over your body. So it doesn't sound like a good idea to me. Some other vitamins to worry about is, you know, vitamin B6, which is, can also lead to toxicity. So it can be scary. So just be careful. They're easy to overuse and abuse, and then build up these vitamins that can cause some side effects.
Well, I think they're addictive also, right? Your body becomes addicted to that stimulant. It's not any different than drugs from my perspective. So I was mentioning that I get my energy from food. And I start my day off with a green smoothie, fresh fruit and nuts and seeds. And that just can carry me to 1 o'clock, no worries. And then I'll have some more, then I'll have a salad and I'll have some more fruit, or I'll need some protein. So if I have leftovers, this is my leftover time. I love leftovers. I need that protein source. And then in the afternoon, I need a little lift. I have some fruit. So what do you do?
Yeah, I think the solution here, and what I want to point out to everybody, if you are identifying yourself or somebody you know that, oh my gosh, yeah, I do take two or three of those a day, or I do rely on those at least once weekly, even if you do once weekly, that's already too much. What you want to do is start weaning yourself off. Go back, kind of double check your lifestyle. How can I get more sleep? You do need sleep. There's just no way around it. So how can you restructure, prioritize, and make sure that you're giving proper time for your body to rest? And then, yes, take a second look at your diet. What are you eating can directly influence how you're feeling each time of the day. If your diet is very high in processed foods and refined sugar, you're going to be crashing all the time. You need fiber, you need protein to sustain you throughout the day. And if every once in a while you do have a longer night and the next day you need a boost, look at things like green tea, or antioxidants are also known to help boost your alertness. So go for things like a green juice with apples and kale. That kind of stuff is a supercharged in the morning that's going to help you get the extra oomph you need for a special day. But again, not something you want to rely on all the time. You know, the kale is also really good because it has some magnesium, and there's a lot of studies that point out to the fact that if your body is low in magnesium, which is actually more common than we think in the U.S., that can cause some fatigue and some inability to focus. So sometimes just by replacing magnesium, you're kind of bringing yourself back to status quo and being able to function more properly. So anyways, take a balance sheet of how you're living your life and see how you can wean yourself off of these stimulants, because they are addictive and they can cause a cumulative effect on it. Another tip that I do this myself to this day, if I can, I'll take a 10-minute nap. It's amazing how a 10-minute nap in the middle of the day can just help you. So if I have a really project and I'm exhausted, I set my alarm, I'll take the 10-minute nap, and I wake up and I work 2 times as efficient as I would if I just tried to power through the work without the nap. So why not, right?
You know, my husband does that, and I so admire him. My father did that. I think my mother did it. I don't, because then I think I'm not going to go to bed early enough at night. So I turn to fruit, and I'm sipping my 1 cup of green tea, and that does it. But I can promise everybody who's listening, when you're eating real food that's providing the nutrients you need, you're going to have bountiful energy. You just have to time it through the day. Right, Carolina?
Yep, absolutely. And one last warning, don't even think about offering these to kids and teenagers, which is the scary part, because a lot of these shots are being used by teenagers who are going through a variety of changes in their body, and they do not need stimulants added to the mix. So very dangerous. Just make sure that you're counseling your kids to stay away from them. But anyways, we're always talking about something different here on Radio MD, and you can find all our past episodes on RadioMD.com. You're sure to find a topic that you may like or interest someone you know, so make sure to share them on social media. Thank you so much for being with us in the Fumu Food Kitchen. Eat well and stay well.